And you'll also want to manage lawn stress factors like thatch, shade, and soil compaction, right? Urban soils usually tend to be really compacted and really bad. So doing things like core aeration on a regular basis, that's an excellent practice to consider to help remove some of that compaction. And occasionally problems are still going to come up that require special management. You want to start by identifying the problem first, right? Can't treat what you don't know what it is. So identify what that problem is first, and then look at control options. You'll want to start with cultural options first. Can you just pull that weed? Is there something, can you remove the pest physically? And then go on to organic and then chemical practices when the situation warrants. Even if you're using organic management practices, some weeds, there's just no way to get rid of them without chemical means, right? Sometimes we just have to employ chemical warfare if we're going to get rid of things like buckthorn, honeysuckle, stuff like that. Sometimes you just can't pull it out. So when you do have to use that, read, understand, and follow all label directions. That's my cattle dog. So, you may want to consider creating a specific bathroom area for your dog to go in. That'll make it easier for you to clean up and maybe have to worry less about those burn patches in the yard. And you can, maybe it's a mulched area. I've seen some people use artificial turf on it. All depends on your dog and what your dog's going to prefer. You want to consider the location if you're going to do this. You probably don't want to put it right next to, you know, the patio where you're going to be sitting out in the summer. But you also don't want it to be too far away for when there's 6 inches of snow on the ground. So be mindful with where you locate that area. You might be able to train your dog to go in a specific area if this isn't something you've done before. Go to the spot, give their command, you know, go potty, whatever you tell them. And then when they do, treat, 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 right? So same way you train your dog to do anything. Or you can spray the area. They have pheromone-scented products that you can put in there that, you know, dogs always sniff before they go. So you put those pheromone-scented products there. The dog sniffs and goes, oh, this is where I'm supposed to go. And there you go. And again, some dogs prefer grass or mulch. I had a dog who would not go on anything but grass, which was really fun in the winter. But you know your dog best. So whatever is going to work for your dog. Not all mulches are safe for dogs. We're going to discuss that shortly. For your hardscaping, creating paths can be a way to keep your dog out of certain areas. So if you give them a runway to go, you make it easy on them to get through there. That's what they're going to do most of the time.